Hello, Mother Rogues, Father Rogues, and fellow local and long-distance moms and dads. This is Chris Miller, your handy-dandy Mother Rogue. Today, this Saturday, I am out at Mirror Lake in Fort Devens, Massachusetts. I am alternating work and chores with things I want to do, and one of the things that my son inspired me to do while he was up here in August was get outside. And it's cold. Hey, it's a New England autumn, but it's beautiful. And I am done with my chores for the next 10 minutes. I have some errands to run later and then a lot of writing to do. But now I'm just breathing. Breathing is good. You know, I get it. We don't live with our children, but we are entitled to go 2 minutes. You might hear walkers in the background, or even a whole day, not feeling guilty about that. It's a thought. Now, again, this is as usual, do as I say, not as I do, because you're dealing with a woman who, you know, 10 o'clock on Wednesday night, I finally catch up with the season premiere of New Amsterdam. I'm a medical show junkie. Don't hate me for it. And I'm on a treadmill, and it's like 10 o'clock at night because I refuse to just sit and idly watch TV. I have to be doing something. And I'm thinking, shouldn't I be doing something for my son right now? Did I talk to him? And the other part of my brain, which I completely ignore while I'm walking and watching Ryan Eggold, says, Chris, 10 o'clock at night, he's asleep in New Jersey. He told you specifically he wanted to see you on X day. You don't have to go down there until then. Well, shouldn't I? I don't have too much going on this weekend. Shouldn't I be right down there in New Jersey? Maximizing my time with my kid. I haven't been there since I dropped him off with his dad's on September 1st. Dad, shouldn't I be there? Hasn't it been long enough? I honestly believe, no matter what religion you are, that to be a parent is to feel guilty every time you're not doing something for your kid. However, if you live with your child full-time, you kind of get a pass on that guilt because, oh, wait, I am with them 24/7. Those of us who are non-residential custodians, I hate that word custodian. Custodian reminds me of clinical. It reminds me of the guy who pushed the broom around or the mop around my high school gym or the halls of my high school. It reminds me of the janitor in Scrubs. That always tormented Zach Braff. By the way, nothing wrong with being a janitor. More power to you. I don't care what you do, quite honestly, and I don't care what my son does, as long as it makes you happy and it allows you to make a living. It's not worth starving for your art. But anyway, I'm going to pause for a quick second while this couple walks by. I'm back. New England is beautiful in the autumn. If you ever have a chance to get out here, I definitely recommend you do. But ask the locals for spots like this where you can see the leaves. Don't go to all the Berkshires or further north into Maine or New Hampshire. You know, see what the locals say so that you're not fighting with other leaf peepers. Devens is an old army base, and Mirror Lake is a beach that's pretty well crowded during the summer, but it's the fall. Nobody sits at the beach in the fall except me. So getting back to that guilt and why I am allowing myself to sit at the beach right now instead of being on the road to New Jersey with my son in, let me see what time it is, 11:38. He is just finishing up speech therapy. How great is it that we know these details about our kids? We don't live with them, but we can look at a watch and know exactly where they are and what they're doing approximately at any minute of the day, including 10 o'clock at night when I'm thinking I should be in New Jersey, not enjoying Ryan Eggold's physique and the fact that Sean Cassidy did not become a rock star and all of the benefits of that. No offense, Sean, you're still my idol. But sitting here on a beach. Oh, go back. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Not doing any of those things on a Wednesday night, but actually feeling guilty because I am not getting on the road and on that Friday or Saturday. And even now I've got a little inkling of, shouldn't I be in New Jersey? Shouldn't I be at speech therapy? It's been a month. Here's what I have learned. Again, I don't know if I said this already, but do as I say, not as I do. Traveling is tough. Traveling to see kids in a car, on a plane, on a train, on a bus. And most of us as non-residential custodians, yes, we non-residential parents, fix that. We do the traveling. I know I do. I know you do. It's tough. That's a lot of hours in a cramped space, whether it be a train, a bus, or a car, or a plane. And it's also expensive. And yes, when it comes to your kids, money should be no object. But you know what? We're people. We're, you know, we've got bills. We've got stuff to do. We've got expenses. And we all have to make sure that we're there for our kids and that our kids have a financial future long after we're gone. So as guilty as I feel right now about not putting my trusty Toyota Camry on the road this morning at 6 a.m., I'm letting it go and I'm sitting on the beach and I'm breathing. And when I'm done sitting on the beach and breathing, I'm going to go deal with a grocery store on a Saturday. God help me. And I'm going to fold my laundry and change my sheets and talk to my son when he gets on FaceTime later today. And I'm going to be mindful and stay focused on what I'm doing. Because otherwise, I'm just going to get in the car and drive down there tonight anyway. My point is that there is enough for us to feel guilty about. We don't have to feel guilty if we're not there every month, if we miss a visit. I always, because I've learned the hard way, plan in December and tell my son I will see him in March. And if I get down in January or February, it's a bonus. But New England winters are unpredictable. So, and that's a long stretch to go, Christmas to, you know, mid-March, but I manage it. And you're allowed to stay home. You're allowed to stay home if you have the flu. You're allowed to stay home if you have things to do that will, you're allowed even to go out on a date and swap weekends with your co-parent. I wouldn't tell your co-parent you're going out on the date. That might not ring so well. You're allowed to say, I'm busy, and swap weekends. It's not, it was something I did, and then I just decided for myself it wasn't right. But that doesn't mean it's not right for you, and it's okay. We have enough guilt, not feeling like we didn't fight hard enough for to keep our kids living with us. We don't need that. Let yourself breathe. Let yourself be, and accept that you are a good person and a connected parent. As I've said before, parenting, good parenting, is a lot more than proximity. So I'm going to pause again. And when I come back, we're going to talk not about how it's you're allowed not to feel guilty about not being in with your kid when you feel sometimes feel you should be, or not, you know, jetting off to wherever your child is in a vehicle or transportation of some sort every minute you get. But we're going to talk about ways to stay connected while you're separated beyond the phone and FaceTime. Talk to you in a few.
Hello again. So it's been a couple of weeks and a dog adoption. Actually, I think I was adopted. But to pick up on where I left off, things you can do to stay connected to your kids when you can't be with them. Please pardon the treadmill if you can hear it in the background. It is 11:29. I have half an hour to make 700 calories today. So anyway, I just put a card in the mail to my son with this book I picked up on $5 library day with his favorite video game, some art. And that's one of the things you can do. You can send tiny gifts. Don't spend a lot. Don't spend a lot on postage. You can send gift cards. Sometimes a note is all it takes. I used to, when my son was a lot younger, send a card home every week with a picture and a note describing what that picture was. The point wasn't so much to give him a picture. It's never about giving him a gift, although I do send cards home for every holiday I'm not there for. And I get him cards for some of the ones I am. It's about feeling like you're connected to your child and letting your child know that you never, ever forget them. Because you don't. You can. You're a mom or a dad. So, I did want to finish this podcast with that note, since I don't actually know how to go back and, like, edit these things, and they really do come off the cuff. It's odd when I edit myself, at least in public speaking anyway. This is the Mother Rogue, signing off. You are all great parents. Give yourselves a pat on the back. And as always, please feel free to look me up on readactively.org because-autism.blog or Christina MR68, no H in Christina, at readactively.com or at Christina MR68 on Twitter. Happy parenting. Catch you on the next one. This is the Mother Rogue, signing off.